Today's Bible reading comes from Matthew 28, verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very ends of the age." And the second Bible reading is from Acts 1, verse 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
Can we just pray like Samuel did? He said, "Lord, speak, your servant is hearing." And I think when we expect God to speak to us, he speaks to us. Can I encourage you to say, "Lord, speak to me"? Let's just pause for a moment. Thank you for your presence right now, Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We pause to say we adore you and worship you, Lord Jesus. We sit at your feet to hear your word. Please capture our heart, our mind, our soul. Capture us with your words, Lord. Capture us for yourself. Please, Father, as I speak these words, may you fill me with your spirit. May you fill us with your spirit. And give us ears to hear, hearts to receive. Would you, Lord, just put in our hearts what you have for us? Have your way. Be exalted. And be loved even more. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight I want to speak to you about how to be effective witnesses. Friends, the disciples of Jesus were some of the most effective witnesses the world had ever seen. They were able to take the message of Jesus and take it to the world and see the world turned upside down with the message of Jesus. Now this evening, we want to look at four main principles which made these disciples effective witnesses, which will make you and I stronger followers of Jesus, effective in our life in every way, not just in witnessing, but to be true followers of Jesus, strong and able to face whatever lies ahead. These four principles are found in Matthew 28 and Acts 1:8. So what made these disciples so effective in sharing Jesus? Well, number one, the disciples worshipped Jesus as the resurrected Lord. They worshipped him as a resurrected Lord. This is the first key to being an effective witness for Jesus or a strong follower of his. We read in Matthew 28, 16 to 18, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him." Friends, when the disciples saw that Jesus had risen from the dead, what could they do? What is the most appropriate thing to do? They worshipped him. You see, it's because he had risen from the dead. He had risen from the dead. Why wouldn't you worship him? It proved that he is God. Jesus rising from the dead confirmed his victory over sin, Satan, death, and hell, victory over the Jewish authorities and the might of Rome. Jesus was no longer just a prophet or a teacher, but he was Lord and victor over all. No wonder they worshipped him as Lord and became effective and bold witnesses in an age of fear. Now, how did they worship him? Did they take out the guitar and sing a few songs? No, friends. They worshipped him by surrendering their life to him as their Lord. They worshipped him by committing to follow him all the days of their life, to live for his purpose, to live his way, and for his praise. That's how they worshipped him. Friends, Jesus must be worshipped by you before others will take you seriously and worship him. Now, I want to share a story of a couple who are truly worshippers of Jesus and are bold witnesses. Their names are Sharbil and Aryan. Sharbil is a very successful businessman and owns an amazing company. Now, a year ago when we went back to Lebanon, to hand over the church and wrap up our 20 years of ministry, I had the privilege to meet and disciple them with Joyce. And they were very new in their faith, and they had so many questions and just wanted us to meet with them regular. After discipling them for four months, they grew very fast, became grounded, and I had the privilege of baptizing them. At their baptism, they shared their testimonies, and it was powerful. Ariane's mother, who is not yet a born again, was very touched by their witness and everyone who came to witness that. They are so in love with Jesus, so obedient and so dynamite in sharing Jesus with friends, family, people they work with, whoever they come in contact with. One example is of Ariane's father, who's a very, very wealthy man, a big businessman, an atheist, very hard, working and living in Saudi Arabia for many years. Recently, Sharbil and Aryan visited him for 2 weeks and shared Jesus with him. As a result of their witness and changed lives, he was so touched and he gave his life to Jesus. And then Sharbil sends me a video baptizing his father-in-law in the water there. How good is God? How amazing. Isn't God awesome? Well, it was Aryan and Sharbil's bold witness that impacted him and their true worship of Jesus. Number two, the disciples obeyed the command of Jesus to go and share his message. This is the second principle which made them effective in their witness. In verse 18 to 20, we read Jesus saying, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Well, guess what happened? They did. They obeyed and went from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Friends, the command by our Lord requires obedient going, whether overseas or here in our job, in our pleasure, in our sports, in whatever, in our leisures, whatever we're doing, we are to take this message and share it in a very real and organic way. We're to be his witnesses, sharing his message, his life in us. Now, this obedience of the disciples was a second mild obedience that Jesus taught them. He said, you know, if someone asks you to go 1 mile, go the second. And this is what they did. Friends, it's in the second mile of obedience, of sacrifice, that we will see miracles in our lives and in the lives of those that we share the message with. So obedient going is the key to being an effective witness. Obedience to Jesus and obedience to his command to share the gospel with others is what will make the difference in your life and in theirs. My second story is of Alex. Alex, who visited our church on Good Friday, that's in there, 5 years ago with his father, his girlfriend, and cousin. They were so moved by the Good Friday service that they came back 2 days later on Resurrection Sunday. This time, Alex brought his sister, Talin. She's there in that picture. Alex shared with me, that's his sister's and father. Alex shared with me how he grew up in a wealthy family and he had everything by the age of 16. But by the age of 16, his mother divorced his father and left them and went back to France. This devastated him and he became a drug addict, alcoholic, suicidal, suffering with severe insomnia. But through searching on the internet and reading the Bible, he became a follower of Jesus. And as he searched for a church, he found us, Christ the King. Alex grew fast there in the Lord, became strongly committed, and was serving faithfully in our church. He is a living miracle who should have been dead, but praise God, he is non-compromising in his faith, and he is such a bold witness for Jesus Christ. Through his witness, his sister, Talin, came to our church. And when she came, Joyce and I started to disciple her once a week. Now, when she came to our house, we were shocked to discover that some years ago, she used to be our neighbor, living right underneath our apartment. But back then, when Joyce would do the vacuuming or the kids would run around in the house, Talin would storm up, knock on our door, tell us off, and tell us, what are you making all these noises? They also had huge German shepherds, which were so fearful, and they almost bit Joel one day. It was really horrible being her neighbor. As they were a difficult couple. Made it hard for us and our kids to relax in our own home. We had to sort of tiptoe around the house. I tried to connect with them, but they made it impossible. And so I prayed for them, and they moved out. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out the way we plan. We never saw them again till she turned up to church with her brother, Alex. And there we were amazed by God, how she now prayed with me to receive Jesus and was being discipled by us. And now I'm her pastor. Can you believe it? But this is not the end of the story. Alex also witnessed a lot to his long-term girlfriend who was not interested in Jesus. And one day he told her that they could no longer sleep with each other because this should only happen after marriage. This did not go well with her, and it resulted in the breakup of their relationship. Alex loved her very much, but he wanted to obey Jesus first. It seemed all was lost for a few years, but while we were in Lebanon last year, she asked to see us, and we met with her, and after an hour and a half of sharing with her and her asking questions, and she was ready. She knelt down, prayed, committed her life seriously with tears running down to follow Jesus. God is amazing. How good is He? Friends, Alex was an obedient disciple to Jesus in his witness to his girlfriend and to others. But that is not the end of the story. At the same time, Alex's other sister in that picture, not Talin, but Aline, was visiting from Dubai with her husband. She asked Talin if we would be able to see her, and so that she had some questions and wanted to ask. So we met with her and heard how she was sick of the empty high life of Dubai. She had everything, but was empty and lonely. After an hour and a half of hearing her and sharing and answering questions, she said, I want to give my life to Jesus. And so we knelt down again, very touched by God, powerfully committing her life to follow Jesus. Friends, this is because Talin, her sister who was changed, obeyed and shared the gospel with her sister. She was a witness, a bold witness. Now, Aline then came to church on Sunday, and after the service, she thanked me for helping her in knowing Jesus and said to me, "Pastor, 4 years ago, I was finding it difficult to fall pregnant when we came to Lebanon, and I visited your church and asked you to pray for me to fall pregnant. Well, shortly after that, I fell pregnant, but now we want a second child. And it's been difficult to fall pregnant. We've seen doctors, etc. Could you please pray for me?" So I prayed for her, and a month later, she says she fell pregnant. I've discovered my gift in life. It's a whole package here. I also baptized Alex and Talin, and what a privilege it was. Baptized them the last week before we left for come to Australia. Their father was sitting in the front, hearing the testimonies of his daughter and son and their changed lives. With tears in his eyes, he said, "Pastor, I want to thank you so much for all you've done for my family. I pray that the next time you come to Lebanon, you would be baptizing me." How good is God, friends? And that's because Alex and Talin obeyed and were witnesses of Jesus. Thirdly, the disciples were aware of the presence of Jesus with them. The disciples were effective because they were aware that Jesus was with them. At the end of verse 20, Jesus gives a powerful promise. And he says to them, after going and making disciples, he says, "And surely I am with you. I'm with you always to the very end of the age." This is one of the most powerful promises of Jesus. But it has a condition attached to it. He says, "If you go, I will go with you." And friends, when they were aware that Jesus is with them, they became bold. They became empowered. They knew that it's not left to their own strength and wisdom. They became effective because they knew that as they went in obedience to him, he promised to be with them, to speak through them, to give them what they needed. And so witnessing is not done by yourself, but it's done with the Lord and his power and his might and his presence. Number four, finally, the disciples were effective witnesses because they were continually filled with the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8, Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the Holy Spirit. For you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Well, 10 days later, it happened as they gathered continually for prayer. The Holy Spirit came and filled them. And guess what happened? They were empowered, and they went out, and they opened their mouth, and they shared the gospel. People's lives were transformed. They took the message to all the world and turned it upside down. Friends, it was that filling of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, it says, "And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke." They were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke. Friends, if we will be continually filled with the Holy Spirit, we will be effective witnesses for Jesus in our family, in our jobs, in our studies, in our neighborhood, in whatever stage, no matter how weak or how unprepared, or no matter what your character might be, God is able to use you. It's not for the pros. It's not for the great strength of people. It's the Spirit of God in you can make you mighty and effective in sharing his message. But if you're not filled, you will feel weak, cold, and powerless. And so, friends, I will end with this story of Ryan. About 7 years ago, this is the young Ryan. He's about 14 years of age. But about 7 years ago, I used to take Joel to play soccer. And while he's training, watching him, I would be watching him, but I would also be watching the parents to find opportunities to share the gospel with them, and had many wonderful opportunities. One amazing story I'll never forget is about a young boy named Ryan, whose father, Nadim, I'd gotten to know and spoke with him about Jesus. Nadim is a wonderful man, and I would tell him about Jesus, say, you know, Pastor, I'm not interested. Not interested in God, not interested in religion. They're all false, and gives me every excuse under the sun why he doesn't believe. And so I don't give up very easily. I would send him invitation for Christmas, for Easter, for Palm Sunday, for whatever occasion. I'd send that to him, and he would always come back, I'm flying out, or I'm out of the country. He did own a couple of companies. So he was a very busy sort of a guy, but for 7 years, excuse after excuse after excuse, but I keep on sending. And while we were there this trip a year ago, in one of the Sundays, I see Nadim, and he comes up. Nadim, hi. He says, hi, Father Millard, how are you? I said, I'm good, and you? Da, da, da. He says, great. This is my son, Ryan. I want to introduce you to him. He says, Ryan has been really seeking, wants to know God more. And he's been telling me to take him to an English-speaking church. And I finally have brought him. And so he brings Ryan after the service. Ryan and his father, very touched by the service, by the worship, by the word, by the people. And they come back the next week. He brings Ryan through Ryan, to cut a long story short. Through Ryan, his father came. His mother came, his auntie came, his cousin came. And Ryan said to me, after I had a chance to disciple him for a couple of weeks, he said to me, Pastor, I just want to tell you, I'm not afraid to share Jesus with my friends, with my cousins, with people at school, even if they reject or laugh at me. I know I'm forgiven. I have eternal life. I know Jesus now, and he is full of God's Spirit in him. And this is not the end of the story of Ryan. And this is not the end of your story. It's not the end if you will decide to worship Jesus as your resurrected Lord. If you will obey him and go with his message. If you will be aware that he's with you wherever you go to empower you and to help you. If you will be filled with the Spirit by walking and obeying and repenting from sin, you will be an effective witness. You will be a strong woman of God, men of God, people of God, and you will be able to face whatever fear in this time and the time to come. May you be effective witnesses for Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Would you just take a few moments right now and just respond in your heart to God. If you want to be an effective witness for Jesus, if you want to be a strong disciple of Jesus, strong follower of Jesus, I want to encourage you to say, Lord, I want to commit to worshiping you as my resurrected Lord. I want to obey you. I want to be aware of you in my day. I want to be aware of everything when it comes to you, and I want to be filled with your Spirit. Would you just pray, Lord, I commit myself to you tonight. Surrender to him. Submit to him. Put your life in his hand. Let go and let him be the Lord of your life in every area. May God seal you tonight. May God put his hand upon you right now. May he set you apart to be his son, his daughter. May you follow him all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.